This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Did you miss me? Because I'm back. I hope everyone had a great... Jared, I know you missed me. What is that? Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Of course, you know, I take Monday off and there is just so much news. I'm sitting there on my phone going, damn it, why did I choose today? No, I had a great, great weekend. I relaxed and I did manage to keep up a little bit with the bombshells that were breaking from the Durham investigation. Before I even get into this, before I even get into the opening monologue, and who knows what it will actually go into. Sure, do I want to talk about the FBI and Durham and all this stuff? Yeah. Might we end up talking about hot dogs? Potentially. You never know with this show. But before we get into any of this, I'm opening up the lines because my question for the listeners for this first hour is very simple. Is your faith restored in this Durham investigation? Do you feel like we are getting somewhere? And I should preface that by saying that I know there are plenty of people, especially my listeners, who have known a lot of this new information, using air quotes, to be true for some time. In fact, some of these bombshells were reported, albeit without much fanfare, much coverage, in October of 2020. So we have, it's been like a slow drip. We have known a lot of this. But nevertheless, it is hard not to look at what is unfolding and what we are being told by John Durham, who, P.S. now, is... compromised. You know, he's Putin's puppet. He is in there with Trump. He's a conservative boomer rube now that all this new information is coming out. So take whatever I say with a grain of salt, because according to the Karens on Twitter, he can no longer be trusted either. But it's hard not to look at this unfolding investigation. And I realize that no one is shocked. So I'm not going to come out here and say it's shocking. I'm not even going to use my favorite word, breathtaking. But I will say, it's hard not to look at it and just think, damn, the dude was right. President Donald J. Trump was dead on correct about everything. The dirty tricks, the spying, the pure projection, the lying, the deep state, the attempt to hamstring his presidency from day one, actually from before day one. It was all true. And there's so many players in this that we've heard of before. And it's just, it's a strange thing to know that not only were we right all along, but we didn't even realize how right we were. We didn't realize how deep the deep state goes.
Yeah, and everybody that was involved has now been rewarded with a position. Jake Sullivan, for his involvement.
Jake Sullivan, the NSA. Is up to his eyeballs in this stuff. And by the way, Jake Sullivan could not handle the pressure before all of this came to light. Okay? He was cracking. He's one of the best and brightest. He is an Ivy Leaguer. And he was cracking under the pressure. So now I don't know what he's going to do. But all of these bombshells from the Durham investigation are coming out. And it's making me wonder if this is worth the wait after all. So that's my opening question for everyone. Are you feeling better about this? I know we would have preferred it to come sooner, but this is what they say about John Durham. Howie Carr has said it a million times. He works slowly and deliberately. There's not a lot of leaks. I know we would have preferred it to be fast, but it seems like he's getting somewhere. Now, in a court submission last week, I believe it was Friday, of course, when all of this stuff comes out. Why is that? It's just one of those coincidences. All the good stuff comes out on Friday. The court submission alleged that a tech executive, Rodney Jaffe, remember that name, who was supposed to be helping the government combat cyber threats, But he was busy. He was moonlighting as a Russian investigator, or an investigator into Russia. So I don't know how he found time in his day to combat any cyber threats with all this dirty work he was doing on Donald Trump. But let me read here from the National Review, because there are a lot of people involved. It does get a little complicated. I understand that some of this was covered yesterday, but hey, I waited a long time for this stuff to come out. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to take a little victory lap here. Durham alleged that a tech exec, again, Rodney Jaffe, who was supposed to be helping the government combat cyber threats, used his privileged access to internet data to mine contacts between Russia and facilities connected to Donald Trump. The information was taken out of context and distorted. Isn't that funny? For once, Donald Trump was taken out of context. Usually it's the liberal media. It's the Brian Stelters. It's the, what was that woman from Friday? Juliet Kayyem from CNN. It's the CNN experts. They're all taken out of context. Where are Snopes when I need them? Because this feels like Trump was taken out of context. So the information was taken out of context and distorted to suggest that Trump might be an agent of Vladimir Putin's regime. I would like to add here to the National Review, not just an agent, but a puppet of Putin.
President Clinton.
A puppet of Clinton as well. Alarmingly, some of the internet traffic mined in early 2017 was generated by the executive office of the president. The White House. That is, the tech exec, Rodney Jaffe, was monitoring then-President Trump, trying to portray him as Putin's mole. I like that as well. Mole's a good word. Saboteur. In other words, he was spying on the president of the United States with the aim of harming his ability to govern the country. Successfully, I might add. This whole thing really did gum up the operations at the Trump administration, if you didn't notice. It was kind of everywhere for a while. I should mention, I was going to save this for later in the monologue, but I'll just throw it out there now. It was everywhere for a while. It's nowhere now. One of my favorite follows on Twitter, at Local Politics, is John Featherston. He put up a graphic from Fox, and it said coverage of the Durham probe from Saturday to Monday. You ready for this? ABC. Jared, let's play a guessing game. How many minutes you think from ABC?
Big ol' zero.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. NBC.
Big ol' zero.
Correct. CBS.
Big ol' double zero.
And I believe that's Leslie Stahl's network. We'll get to her in a second. We've got the cuts. We have the receipts, Leslie. Don't you worry about it. Everyone who listens to my show knows that out of all of the reporters that I cannot stand, and trust me, the list is long, Leslie Stahl is right up there, because the interview she did with Trump before the 2020 election was mind-numbingly horrible. She was such a hack, a partisan hack. She embarrassed herself, and we will get to that. But yes, zero. MSNBC.
I would say zero, but I guess Morning Joe scoffed at it this morning.
Yeah, but I think this poll was taken, or this information was gathered before this morning.
Oh.
Zero.
Zero, yeah.
CNN, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'd kill to hear what those 2 minutes were, because I'm sure it was downplaying this. But I want to mention here MSNBC, because Rachel Maddow was one of the biggest purveyors of this.
It's a hell of a lot of journalism.
Very fake journalism. She was like leading the charge. She was like Geraldo Rivera. You know, she was breaking the big stories on this. Now she's off right now, which is also convenient. She's on vacation. Seems like all these journalists are on vacation, but we're not hearing anything about it from these networks. Now Jaffe was a Clinton supporter who was hoping to land a big national security post if Hillary Clinton were elected president in 2016. Actually, I have here from a New York Post story a while back that, according to Sussman's indictment, days after Trump's victory, Jaffe emailed someone and said, "I was tentatively offered the top cybersecurity job by the Democrats when it looked like they'd win. I definitely would not take the job under Trump," he added. So this Jaffe fella, Jaffe and the Clinton campaign got their lawyer, Michael Sussman of Perkins Coie, to communicate this intelligence. But I'm going to make this even clearer. To communicate this BS, this very fake news about a corrupt Trump-Russia relationship, to government intelligence agencies, in hopes that they would take action against Trump, which they did, because these intelligence agencies are, they're just dying for this information. I'm sure they ate it up. Oh, this looks legit. Oh, yeah, let's run with this. This looks really good. Now, Jaffe continued to scrutinize Trump-connected internet traffic during the 2016 presidential election and even after. Durham has now disclosed that he intends to prove that Sussman delivered the skewed data to another intelligence agency. Not the FBI, but the CIA. Does that make you think of anyone, Jared, when you think of the CIA during all this? We'll save it.
I have a couple ideas. One looks like a chewed up pencil eraser.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. I'm actually thinking of somebody else.
Oh, okay.
But we can mention them all. Why not? We have 3 hours.
Clapper.
We already, there's so many. We
Ray already, Epps, probably. Who knows?
We already knew, based on prior government disclosures and Justice Department Inspector General reports, that the FBI and the Justice Department obtained national security surveillance warrants from a secret federal court based on suspicions that Trump and his campaign were doing Putin's bidding. In other words, all of this fake news, all of this bogus BS material from Sussman and from Jaffe and from Hillary Clinton enabled this national security surveillance against Donald Trump. In other words, you ready for the big word? You ready for the word of the day, everyone? Get out your pencils and write down the word of the day. Spying! I know. The mainstream media hates that word. I'll be surprised if I'm even let back on after the break. They hate that word.
It's just got such a terrible connotation.
It does. And you know what, Jared? We're not giving it enough context. We're distorting it.
Was that what Sheldon Whitehouse who said that it had a terrible connotation to Bill Barr? Do we remember who that was? I'll have to look that up.
Oh, yeah, where he said, do you want to rephrase? Do you want to change your wording here? Because we are part of the Ministry of Truth, and we're giving you an opportunity to change your words before you're accused of thought crime. Yeah, and by the way, there's a lot of good pieces out today. One of them's from the New York Post, that the Washington Post and the New York Times should give back their Pulitzers for the Russia-Trump reporting. You think? If they had any shame, which, spoiler alert, they do not. They will not give anything back. But when we come back...
It was Sheldon Whitehouse.
Oh, that was one of the worst. That was one of the worst. When we come back, though, I want to talk more about this. I want to talk to you guys if you feel like... If you feel vindicated, or maybe you just think this is, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and give you illusions of grandeur and say, oh, you know, everyone's going to go to jail. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it keeps Hillary Clinton from running again, I'll be happy. It will be worth it to me. I don't think.
And saying, look at me.
Oh.
Listen to me.
Jared, it's my first day back. You can't throw that at me already. 844-500-4242. We have a lot more to talk about. Radcliffe is saying that he thinks that there might be multiple indictments. A lot of good news. We have sound from the deputy press secretary saying that she cannot comment on this. All the pieces are falling into place here, so don't miss a minute of the Grace Curley Show. No one likes to feel out of the loop, but that's how I felt in the office when Jared and Taylor would talk about their investment apps and cryptocurrency. I wanted to grow my wealth too, but I couldn't wrap my head around a lot of the current fads. That's when I turned to Goldco, the leading precious metals company in the U.S. and the five-time Inc. 500 winning company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of positive reviews. You can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets that your financial advisor won't tell you. And if you call 855-965-6369 now, Goldco will give you up to 10% in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to 10% in free silver. I've already invested in gold and silver with Goldco. I talked to all of the people at Goldco. They're very nice, very easy to work with. They'll explain it to you, and so you can really wrap your head around it. And it's just a really good thing to be invested in. If you want to protect and grow your wealth like I did, you can trust the experts at Goldco. That's 855-965-6369. We'll be back with all your calls. We're talking Russia. We're also going to talk about Castro Jr. because he's at it again, that rascal. And we are going to cover everything that's happening in Canada. Tons of news today. Don't go anywhere. It's Tuesday, and it's The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If it keeps these people off of my television for even a few days, I'm happy. I know that's a low standard to have, but just 3 days ago, I was told Hillary Clinton is like the front runner for 2024. How does that make sense?
The worst. She's the worst person in the world. She's the worst in the world.
She's the worst ever. And what's her punishment for this? For trying to overthrow a duly elected president? For trying to set up and frame Donald Trump? Her punishment is she's going to get to run again? Probably lose again, but still. But still. She has no shame whatsoever. It's pretty amazing. And I want to read here one of my favorite quotes. What I did today is I just kind of went through all of these stories about the Durham report, and I kind of cut out my favorite parts because every story had different information. Some involved Ratcliffe, some involved the most jaw-dropping parts of these revelations. But I like this take from the New York Post. Durham pointedly refers to what Sussman was hawking as purported data. This operation was a piece with the spurious Steele dossier that helped launch the FBI probe of the Trump campaign that morphed into the Mueller investigation. Or to use Durham's terms, purported data drove purported investigations and ungodly amounts of purported journalism, all building towards purported collusion that eventually, under the weight of facts and logic, came to absolutely nothing.
Who was purporting that? I'm sorry, reporting that?
Everyone with a press pass was purporting, reporting all of this. And we all had to suffer through it. And every time they had a breaking story, this is huge. Rachel Maddow would be pounding the desk. This is big stuff. Mwah, mwah. Nothing, nothing burger after nothing burger. And in fact, everything they were accusing Donald Trump of doing, they were doing. So where is the justice?
Truth.
I don't know what the justice is going to be. I really don't, but it has to be something. Let's take a listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. She's asked by Jackie Henrick from Fox about the Durham investigation. And naturally, no one can speak to anything. You know, they this is what they do. They do a hot potato. They go, oh, you got to talk to the DOJ. And the DOJ says, oh, you got to talk to the FBI. And the FBI says, oh, you got to talk to the White House. Oh, you got to talk to Jen Psaki. No one ever talks about it. And then finally, when you get to the person who has to talk about it, you know what they say. Can't comment on an ongoing investigation. But let's take a listen to Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House Deputy Press Secretary, Cut 19.
Now, on the second topic, this news about the Durham investigation. Does the president have any concerns about a candidate for president using computer experts to infiltrate computer systems? Of competing candidates or even the president-elect to you for the goal of creating a narrative? Is that something that...
That's something I can't speak to from this podium, so I refer you to the Department of Justice.
What was described in that report, monitoring internet traffic, is that spying?
Again, I can't speak to that report. I refer you to the Department of Justice.
Generally speaking, with monitoring internet traffic...
Jackie, by executive change, I refer you to the Department of Justice. I can't speak to that from here. Okay.
Of course you can't. Of course you can't. Because then you'd have to admit that all of this is true and that everything Donald Trump was saying was true. And I know I kind of laugh at a lot of this because it's the only way I can get through it. But I just want to make a point of saying it is so unjust that the American people elected Donald Trump and he never got a fair shot because of all of this crap. He managed to do a lot in his 4 years, but can you imagine what he could have done if he wasn't bogged down with all this BS? 844-500-4242. We got more to get to, more sound, and your calls when we return.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We've already covered a lot here about the Durham investigation and where it's leading.
That's the truth.
It is. We're doing a lot of journalism right now. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, who deserves a huge round of applause. We should do a whole episode on people who deserve accolades for fighting against the fake news for 4+ years. He met with Durham multiple times and told him that there was enough evidence and intelligence to support the indictments of multiple people in his investigation into the Russia probe. Let's hope that he is right. Before I go into this, more information and what the CIA knew about all of this, let's go to the calls here. Mr. Garcia, you usually call into Howie Carr's show. I feel blessed and humbled that you're calling into the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Mr. Garcia?
Oh, my Lord. I'm taking my break. I'm eating some bagel with green tea and tomato and coffee. I'm enjoying your show today.
Thank you.
I love you. Listen, in 2024, as Donald Trump picked McConnell and Mitt Romney to run for the ticket, I'm not going to vote. I'm going to stay home. I'm sick and tired. Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney stabbing the back, the Republican Party, not Trump, the Republican Party. If Trump going to pick, I'm going to stay home, Grace. I'm sick and tired of this baloney.
Mr. Garcia, I don't want you to be too worried about that. I want you to enjoy your bagel and enjoy your coffee, because I don't see a future where Donald Trump is cozying up anymore with Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. But I'm glad you brought this up, Mr. Garcia, because Molly Hemingway, she was on TV a lot over the weekend and yesterday, and for good reason. She's been following not only the mainstream media's fake narratives against Donald Trump, but specifically this Russian collusion narrative. She's been one of the top reporters about this. Real reporters, not, you know, the Brian Stelter reporters. But let's take a listen to what she had to say about Mitch McConnell. This
Am
is
I
Cut
not
16.
Turtly enough for the turtle club?
All right. You got your turtle joke in. Let's play Cut 16.
This is, I think, why so many Republican voters were disappointed in Mitch McConnell, because he accepted the media lie about this RNC censure. Most Republican voters would like Republicans to fight much more vociferously against some of Nancy Pelosi's attacks on Republicans and how Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger have helped that. They lied and said that this resolution said that rioting was legitimate political discourse. That's a lie. They never said that. They did critique the January 6th committee for attacking people for First Amendment protected activities. The media coverage of this committee has not been good. It has not been honest about how this committee has seized records of peaceful people, their phone records, their bank records, their texts. And these are people who have committed no crime, are not even accused of committing a crime, but are political opponents of people on the committee. That Mitch McConnell supported those media lies, I think, speaks to why he is the least popular politician in America, even lower than Biden and Kamala Harris, because people in the Republican Party want people who fight the media misinformation and lies that they're subjected to, right, not join with it and amplify it and give people an excuse to cover it more.
I think that Molly just summed up exactly what Mr. Garcia was saying, which is we want, and I read something over the weekend about, you know, people who turn their backs on Trump. But what Mr. Garcia just said is how I feel. Don't turn your back on the voters. Don't turn your back on other Republicans. I don't care if you want, you know, to be the toast of the town at the Washington Post Christmas party. That's a whole separate issue. That is not what you're there to do. And so you have to stay strong against these narratives, and you have to be on the offense. It's not enough to sit there and say our hands are tied. We're not in control. And that's why I think you have people like, and I know he's a congressman, but you have people like Jim Jordan and these other Republicans who are really making a name for themselves right now, because people are fed up. People are sick of the lies. And you got to hand it to Democrats. I mean, for as awful as they are and as terrible as their policies are, they sure do stick together and they sure are crafty. I want to read you something here, going back to this, to all of this new information. Now, as I pointed out, some of this information, this declassified intelligence, we knew about because it was reported on Fox News in October of 2020. Again, though, if you put up the graphic of where else this stuff was reported, I'm sure you'd get multiple goose eggs. But in October of 2020, Fox News reported that sources pointed to one key piece of declassified intelligence revealing that intelligence community officials within the CIA forwarded an investigative referral on Hillary Clinton, purportedly approving a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. Now, that CIA memo was properly forwarded to the FBI and to the attention of then FBI Director James Comey and then Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Peter Strzok, one half of the Lovebirds. As we previously reported, this is from Fox News, the memo said they knew that Hillary Clinton approved a plan to smear Trump. Per FBI verbal request, CIA provides the below example of information that Crossfire Hurricane Fusion Cell has gleaned to date. Now, on top of that, this is the part where my ears perk up. This is the part where all of the last 5 years floods back to me. On top of that, that intel revealed former CIA Director John Brennan briefed then-President Barack Obama on Clinton's plan to tie Trump to Russia as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server before the election. We're getting additional insight into Russian activities from Redacted, Brennan's declassified notes, which were first obtained by Fox in October of 2020, read. Here's why I need to bring this up. John Brennan, out of all the scumbags in the scumbag land that is DC, he might be king. He might be the king scumbag, I have to say, because this man was on television. So what I'm gathering here, and I'm not Michael Sussman, you know, I'm not even, what's this other guy's name? The Joffe fella, Rodney Joffe. I'm not Georgia Tech. I'm not, you know, breaking into all these computers, but I'm gathering here that they had proof that Hillary Clinton was working on this smear campaign. And he told Barack Obama about it. And then for the next 4 years, John Brennan went on TV, went on CNN, went on MSNBC, went on ABC, went on NBC, went on all of these channels and talked nonstop about how Trump was an asset of Russia and that Trump was Putin's puppet. And Trump, and what did Putin have on Trump? And he blusters and he... Blah, 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 blah. And he knew the whole time. He knew the whole time it was lies. If I have to say, and I know this is a bold statement, and if you feel differently, I see people on the lines. We'll go to the calls in one sec. But if you feel differently, make your argument. But I'm making an argument right now that of all of these people involved, and it is complicated. I have a whiteboard in my office, and I tried to draw this out. It's more complicated than the Kardashian-Jenner family tree. Okay? You need a lot of markers to get through it. But out of all of those people, if I had to see one in an orange jumpsuit, and I'm not claiming that's ever going to happen. I have a pretty good sense of reality. But if I had to see one, I think it'd be Brennan. And we've done this poll question before. Howie's done it a million times where you put like Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Strzok, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, all these people. You put them on a list and you say, who would you like to see go to jail, do prison time? Mine is Brennan. Because that man, we got to pull some old clips of him. He ran with this. And he knew the whole time. All right, let's go to Sarah. You're first on the, or no, we had Mr. Garcia, so you're second on this topic. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, and I'm listening to you, and you're saying exactly what I was going to say on air. I mean, this was all, so it just started with him. I absolutely agree with you. I listen to Fox News all the time. And as a matter of fact, I had a very good one on this morning. And everybody is saying the same thing, and I agree. And another thing, if the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, and all those little squirrels had stuck behind Trump, we wouldn't have this problem now. It really wouldn't. You know, they went after this man. They were doing this even before, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Before he even started running.
Yeah, well, you know what the thing is, Sarah, is that it's frightening, and this is a point that I've heard a lot of people make. If they can do this to Donald Trump, he's not exactly Joe Schmo, you know? He's not exactly Joe Sixpack. He's a billionaire real estate mogul. He'd been around for decades, in these circles, and they managed to completely hamstring his first 4 years, in his only 4 years as
Absolutely.
President. And it's shameful
Absolutely.
Because people like Sarah and people like Mr. Garcia and people like Grace Curley and people like Jared Diglio voted for him. I know Peter Strzok, it makes him sick that we voted for him. I know they can smell us in the Walmarts. I get that. But it doesn't change the fact that Trump won. And so to do all of this, because Hillary Clinton is a big, sore loser who couldn't go to Wisconsin, to do all of this to undermine democracy. And I'm not talking about when they say undermine democracy, because they say undermine democracy when anything goes wrong. You know, if you want to have an actual peaceful protest in Canada, that's undermining democracy somehow. If you want to fight back at the school board meeting, that's undermining democracy. But actually trying to subvert an election, that's okay. That's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 0 minutes on CNN, 0 minutes on NBC. I'm livid. I really am. Thank you for the call, Sarah. Maria Bartiromo has been on top of this as well. There's a few people. Devin Nunes, Maria Bartiromo, Jim Jordan, Molly Hemingway, who have been really on top of this. I watched her over the weekend, and she was livid, and I don't blame her. It's horrible, and the worst part is that we're still left going, is anyone going to be held accountable here? Daniel, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hi, Grace. I got two things. One is how wonderful it would be if the Republicans win back the House in the Senate, so we can actually do something about this, because I really don't see anything being done until the Republicans get back into the Congress, you know, and have the majority. But I think they should have a committee to add up the total tax dollars spent on these impeachments and these erroneous stories of Trump and the Russians, you know. Not to mention Adam Schiff. I mean, they ought to make these people pay back what it costs the taxpayers, all this erroneous stuff.
Yeah, and I think that, Daniel, you make a good point about the money, but I would argue that what's even more infuriating than the taxpayer money that was spent on this waste of time is just the waste of time itself. It is the time that Trump lost trying to fight back against these charges that he knew were completely bogus. And something else I want to say that Daniel just brought up is that if Republicans regain control, that they're going to open all these investigations. And we have heard that from Kevin McCarthy, from Jim Jordan, from a lot of different people, that they're going to open up these investigations into everything from what we're seeing now with these indictments, to China, to Dr. Fauci in the Wuhan lab, to what's happening at the southern border, to Biden and the Ukraine, to Biden's different phone calls, to the Afghanistan withdrawal. There's so many things that they're going to investigate. And you know what that makes me think? That makes me very, very nervous about the midterms, because these Democrats, they have more to lose than just elections. There's a lot at stake for them if Republicans can investigate, because I think they are dirtier than we even know. I think that there's so much corruption in the Democrat Party, and I think they're going to pull out every single stop at these midterms to maintain control. What that means, I'm not even sure, but we need election integrity if any of this is going to fully come to light. That is just, it has to happen. And when I talk to the listeners, that's always their number one thing, is election integrity. Because if we do not have control and we can't open up these investigations, none of this is ever going to come out. None of this was supposed to come out ever to begin with, because they thought Hillary's going to win. No one will ever find out about any of this. And that's why Trump was so dangerous. 844-500-4242. We have more people on the lines who want to talk. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll take all your calls. It's a huge news day. We have a lot to talk about. We will get to the trucker convoy in a little bit. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think Russia will invade Ukraine tomorrow?
No, I don't.
85% say nit.
All right, let's go to Dan. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Grace. Grace, you know, we just got the Durham report, and quite honestly, it exposed everything that we all thought about the spying, the corruption, the conspiracy. You know, it proved that Trump was right from the very beginning. And quite honestly, you know, when Hillary was running against them, when she didn't make it, at that point, let's face it, they almost had progressivism and globalism right in their hand. And at that point, it was snatched away by Trump. The hatred grew so badly that they all went really what I call now politically insane, basically to the point of treason. And they've completely gone off the rails. Trump has been proven right. You know, every freedom and every bit of liberty that we have.
Well, Dan, I don't want to hold on. I don't want to go too far. I mean, I like to keep it. I don't like to talk, you know, in these huge terms. Let's just talk about what we have here. And I want to read something that we do have. Durham also writes that during Sussman's trial, the government will establish that among the internet data, Tech Executive One and his associates exploited was domain name system DNS internet traffic pertaining to one, a particular healthcare provider, two, Trump Tower, three, Donald Trump's Central Park West apartment building, and four, the executive office of the President of the United States. That is a big deal. That is exactly what Trump had said from the beginning. I appreciate the call, Dan, but we just can't go too far off the rails here. Tony, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, hi, Grace. Hi, Grace. Love your show. I just wanted to bring up something that I remember, and I'm seeing if anybody, I just want to see if anyone else remembers what it was exactly in regards to, but you were talking about Brennan before, and you remember when Trump got in the big argument with Schumer, and Schumer and he were arguing, and Trump said something about, can't remember whether it was about spying, but Schumer specifically said, you've just made some bad enemies.
Oh, six ways to Sunday. If you cross, you know, the intelligence agencies, they have six ways to Sunday to get back at you. Tony, I cannot believe I didn't think of pulling that because this is exactly what Schumer was referring to. Great, great point. We will have that after the break. It's exactly what it is. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. In the case of Trump, they've been having a really hard time showing us the crime. After millions of dollars and years and years and years and all of this talk and the mainstream media on their side, the Democrats are coming up with a very expensive nothing burger yet again. We'll be right back with more. Stay on the line. It's the Grace Curley Show.